want to actually have a conversation about what was just a headline yesterday. Poverty in the United States is at its worst level, its highest level since 1983. About 15% of Americans now live beneath the poverty line. That's about 46 million men and women who make less than $11,100 a year as a single person, or for a family of four, about $22,000 a year. So here's the question. Have we forgotten the poor? It's not really a big part of our political conversation right now. We're talking more about the middle class. But we rarely hear politicians talk about those who are in the most dire of situations. A listener in Ann Arbor, Michigan, writes this to us. Politicians refuse to hold the banks and big business accountable, and they're unwilling to consider raising taxes on the rich, even when the rich say themselves they're willing to pay. Instead, they zealously pursue balancing the budget on the backs of the poor and old. Let's not even talk about minorities. So we want to get your thoughts. Do you think America still cares about its poor? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And joining us now, Steve Liss, a professor of photojournalism at Columbia College Chicago, director of AmericanPoverty.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So let's talk about why it is we're speaking to a photojournalist about poverty.
Well, I think it, to start with, I would suggest that visual storytelling is historically always been an effective means of communicating the thoughts and feelings of others and the experiences of others, in this case of those living in poverty. And I think that's something we do very effectively. We've been dedicated most of our lives. Most of us have a strong sense of social justice, a commitment to that. That's why we got into the profession in the first place, and this is a good opportunity for us to make a contribution.
You know, I wonder, Steve, if the Great Depression and those incredible photos that came out of the Farm Security Administration, I mean, they collected this unbelievable group of photos. I think there's more than 150,000 of them that really changed the conversation about poverty and changed the conversation about the Dust Bowl, about what was happening among the poor classes. I wonder if the lesson we take from that is it's simply out of sight, out of mind in some cases.
Well, absolutely. I think it has been. I think, I worked at Time Magazine. I was staff photographer there for 25 years, and I can tell you that we in the mainstream media, I think, have been very derelict in our responsibility to bring this issue to the attention of the American people. Year after year after year, the poverty rate would increase, and you wouldn't see a comma in my publication or a story on the network news. I think this is a responsibility we have. I think it has been out of sight. It's been 40 years now since the idealism of Lyndon Johnson and Bobby Kennedy put poverty alleviation at the center of the national conversation. Since that time, it's essentially fallen off the agenda, and for decades, the poor have been mostly invisible. Go ahead.
I was just going to reintroduce you. This is Steve Liss. He's the director of AmericanPoverty.org and a professor of photojournalism at Columbia College. You can actually see a number of his incredible photographs at our website, thetakeaway.org. But go ahead, Steve, finish your thought.
No, I think that essentially what the business of this organization is to take invisible poverty and make it visible once again, to start a conversation, to give it a place at the table that it hasn't had for a number of years. It sounds presumptuous, but I think we do have that ability. We do have the ability to jumpstart the conversation. I think it'd be fair to say that we embody the spirit of Dorothea Lange and the Depression era photographers, the enduring contribution that they made to the nation's collective memory and conscience. Roy Stryker, who was head of that particular project, once said that we introduced America to Americans, and I think we're getting somewhat that same feeling as we document poverty today.
Steve, I wanted to read for you this comment from one of our listeners, and I invite all of our listeners to comment on this essential question of whether or not the United States has forgotten its poor, whether we still care about the poor. John Paul in Harper Woods, Michigan, posted this at Facebook. He says, "Caring about the poor and high rates of poverty are separate issues and should not be conflated. Many services for the poor don't reduce poverty but keep the poor alive. Education is the main factor in reducing the amount of poverty, but since then, the cost of education has gone up, the amount of education needed to support a family has gone up, and the willingness to tax the rich has gone down." What's your response to that?
Well, I think I would agree, but I think there's also a defeatist quality to that. I think there are things that we can do as a society to address the issue of poverty. Individual responsibility is fine, but I think you can start. Let's start with a minimum wage that's wholly inadequate. Franklin Roosevelt once said that no company that pays its workers less than a living wage has any business operating in the United States. That's the kind of rhetoric that we don't hear today, and I think it's important that we look at that. You know, there's not a single community in the United States where an individual making minimum wage can afford to pay fair market rent for housing, yet corporate America is making record profits. So while I think it's fair to separate the issue out, but I think that that sort of relieves us of our responsibility, our collective responsibility as a community and as a country to undertake to address the problem.
We're speaking with Steve Liss, who's director of AmericanPoverty.org and professor of photojournalism at Columbia College. And again, you can see a number of his photos at our website, thetakeaway.org. And Steve, with your focus on taking photos, documenting the poor in the United States, I wanted to read you this other comment. A listener in Denver texted this: "The poor have never been a concern. Healthcare was never an issue until it hit the middle class. The poor will always be with us. Stop pretending it's their fault for the budget crisis." So, I mean, do you feel as though, having come from the news background that you have, do you feel as though we've taken more pictures, I guess, of the middle class than the poor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people ask me all the time now about the new face of poverty, and I say it's pretty much the same as the old face of poverty. People have been mired in this economic struggle for generations, and now, we've got the addition of families who never imagined themselves in line for food stamps or staying in homeless shelters, so the face has changed somewhat. But, I think that it's true. Increasingly, those people who struggle to put food on their table are our friends and our neighbors. And yet, the fact of the matter is that we have become a nation, I think, very, very self-absorbed and very, very concerned about our own well-being, the middle class. Candy Hill, the vice president over Catholic Charities, said it well, and that is, where all the conversation centers on on Main Street and on Wall Street, when it's really the people on the back streets who are suffering, and those are people who perhaps only dream about getting to Main Street someday. So yes, I think that's exactly true. Well, I'm so glad you've made that point.
Steve Liss is director of AmericanPoverty.org, a professor of photojournalism at Columbia College in Chicago. You can, again, see some of his very powerful photographs at our website, thetakeaway.org. Steve, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I'm delighted to be on, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
You know, we would be happy to curate our own photojournalism project here at The Takeaway. Take photos of your own, of the people that you see, yourself, your own family, and the people in your neighborhoods and cities. And then post them to our website. You can use our iPhone app or simply post them the old-fashioned way at thetakeaway.org. Also, continue the conversation for us. Answer the question for us. Do we still care about our poor? A listener in Cambridge, Massachusetts, texted this: "No, otherwise they would not be so eager to destroy unions, kill programs, and lay off teachers." We've been getting a number of responses. For example, Moises on Facebook writes, "Poverty is so high because of unemployment. Unemployment is perhaps high due to corruption. Everyone all over is talking about balancing budgets and cutting pay to public employees. However, a lot of people could have public jobs if there wasn't so much nepotism and corruption." Give us your responses. You can call them in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can text them to us at 69866. You can post your comment at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry will return tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.